back with our remaining moments in studio with Marge Piccini, Kathy McAfee. Kathy, if you did not hear the beginning of our conversation, is experiencing chemotherapy and is doing phenomenally with it, has been told that her hair is going to fall out, which is not uncommon. And as a result of that, and just her spirit and the soul that she really has always had inside her, she is having a hair-raising event this Friday, raising money for a school in Nairobi, Africa. And it's in a town, it's the Kibera slum, which is the largest slum in Africa. So just that will add some perspective in terms of the needs. It's this Friday, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Cure, K-U-R, Hair Salon and Academy, right in West Hartford. Kathy, you're going to be shaving your head.
Yes, I am. I believe I'll be first up, too.
Well, I think you should be. This whole thing is your idea.
Sorry, it's a leadership thing. It's a leadership thing.
Exactly. Oh. You know, have you been told, I've heard that when women lose hair through chemotherapy, and as we know, that's not uncommon, that it often comes back very different, always very beautiful, but very different.
Yes, I could.
You may have
straight hair. I could be
curlier.
Red hair. I could go straight to gray and be beautiful. So I don't know what I'm going to get. It's like a little surprise. But you know what's kind of nice is I'm starting to get the little white hairs, and my husband's been, you know, finding them and eradicating one at a time. So I don't have to worry about that for 4 beautiful months.
That's right.
And so I'm wrestling with, should I get a wig or should I just wear beautiful hats and scarves? Should I promote that bald is beautiful for women?
That's right. Oh, exactly.
I've seen Halle Berry bald.
Halle Berry.
She looked
Robin,
hot.
Robin Roberts,
yes,
did that when she was going through chemotherapy. She lost her hair. Demi Moore did.
Mm-hmm. Carmen Diaz did.
Yes.
Mostly from movies, but mm-hmm. they did have the courage to do it.
You know, there is a business in Connecticut. It's called Cure Chief, C-U-R-E, Chief. It's based out of, I believe, Southington. I've been to their office, and they have very attractive kerchiefs that you wear on your head.
Awesome.
If you lose your hair during chemotherapy, and it's a great look. It would look great on you because you have that great petite face. You have great ears. They lay flat
against
your...
Who knows the bumps on the scalp? That'll be the real revealing.
That's where the Cure Chief comes in handy.
Your head, yours is beautiful.
Tony's. Oh,
Tony.
Yes, Tony's.
Tony has the perfect head to wear no hair. That's a compliment.
That's a compliment. Well, that's a fashion trend for men these days.
It's true.
So many men are just shaving their hair. Not as many women are doing that.
We could do this.
But we could. Marge, you could do it this Friday, as a matter of fact. We'll come full circle in this conversation. This Friday, you could, in fact, do it. Do you know how many women have signed up to actually shave their heads?
Well, I have one woman, Kathleen Oyanadel, who was right there with the chemotherapy session with me and came up with this crazy idea. So she will be...
So she's going to do it.
And my husband, Byron, will be shaving his head. My neighbor, Yvonne Berardelli, will be shaving his head. And possibly Dom Piccini. So right now we're 3 men, 2 women. We need the women up there in the chair.
That's right.
And it will be free haircut, so cost savings.
Well, hair shave. We're talking not really a haircut.
Right.
But yes, free hair
that's
shave.
That's true. Thank you for
that. Yes, exactly. And so if someone is listening and is feeling inspired to come on Friday between 5:30 and 7:30 at the Cure Hair Salon and Academy right in West Hartford, this Friday the 13th, and if they want to get their hair shaved, how long does it take for a shaved head to grow back?
That is a great question. What do you think, Marge?
Well, it depends on how long they would want it to grow back.
It is a fast-growing cell in the body, and that's why it gets lost during chemo. It attacks all the fast-growing cells. So, maybe a couple months.
I would think a couple of months. Mine grows about an inch or so a month. Mm-hmm.
So hair grows back, and that's a beautiful thing.
Just a couple months, Marge, is what we're talking.
And hair, according to stylist Debbie Wright, hair is one of your biggest accessories.
So we can just imagine
what you can do with it.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. I'm a little worried about the eyebrows, another one of my distinguishing features. So those babies are going to...
That's
so
right.
So I'm going to actually ask for some help from Janice Olson, who's a Mary Kay makeup artist.
Wonderful makeup artist.
To help me just pencil those puppies in.
Will you be losing your eyelashes?
Yes, I will.
Eyelashes also.
And so apparently the cosmetic tip is not... Obviously, you can't use mascara, and they don't recommend false eyelashes because the adhesive can get in the eye and cause infection. So just a gentle eyeliner smudge, just to give the eye some definition. all these new things I'm going to discover.
See that? Live and learn. I tell you, that's what life is about. And, you know, Marge and Kathy and I were talking during the break that this experience is not fun, certainly. And it's not insignificant, Kath. And my heart broke. I hope you know that when I heard the news from you. It is also going to be a blip on your life screen. It is really going to be just a blip on your screen.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. So you are going to turn the corner. You're going to get past this. And I can't wait to see what your hair looks like when you do.
Absolutely. We're going to have lots of fun. Invite everyone to come on out to the Cure Hair Salon Academy in West Hartford this Friday at 5:30. If you can't be there, we invite you to make a donation to Shining Hope for Communities to help the Kibera School for Girls. Every dollar goes a long way to change the life of a girl.
We have Alberta on the line from Bloomfield. Hey, Alberta.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, how are you? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Oh, everything's well, and you too?
Things are wonderful, thank you.
I just wanted to mention to you, you mentioned about the hair, the regrowth.
Yes.
And I would say it's approximately a healthy hair, approximately 1/2 inch per month to regrow.
Okay, so 1/2 inch per
take
month.
Longer than.
That makes sense. So it might be a little more than just a couple of months then.
To get that ponytail.
To get the ponytail, right. But just
yes.
To get a kind
it
of
would.
A short. Okay, interesting.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
The hats are, there's great hats in style now, so.
And the royal wedding really
exactly.
Set the stage for that.
So
right?
It's not bad timing, Kath. Not bad timing. Alberta, thank you for that. That's good to know.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Say hi to Peaches for me.
I will.
Your
Thank
daughter
you.
Is a great.
Peaches will be in town this week.
Really? Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. She's an amazing comedian, Peaches Rodriguez. All right, so the date again, this Friday, 5:30 to 7:30, the Cure, K-U-R, Hair Salon and Academy, right in West Hartford, right on Farmington Avenue. Phone number to call, 860-232-0212. Does one need a reservation, or could one impulsively just decide to shave their head,
one
Marge,
could impulsively.
And show up?
And you don't have to shave your head in order to show up.
That's
you could
right.
Just have a glass
just
of
show
wine.
Up. A glass yeah. of wine. You could watch Kathy and maybe Marge having their head shaved.
And
you could make a contribution, which would be a darn nice thing to do.
I do want to mention we just had a last-minute sponsor that is going to be joining us. Susan Nolte, founder of the May Cookie Company, is going to be baking and bringing her healthy cookie mixes already made up.
Well, that's
They're
not
delicious.
A bad thing.
So there'll be some incredible
Amazing.
Food there,
oh,
too.
Goodness. Thank you so much, Marge. It's always so wonderful to see you. You and I are having lunch tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
I can't wait
Look
to see
to
you.
It.
I can't wait to see you again. Kathy, it is unbelievably wonderful to see you this week. Looking so healthy, looking so pretty right now. Just a blip on your screen.
You should wait to see me bald. I will be outrageous.
You are going to be outrageous. My goodness, that's this Friday, 860-232-0212. Thank you, Kath.
Thank you, Mary.
We will keep in touch. Tony Borelli, thank you as always for getting us on the air, keeping us on the air. Thank you for listening. Have just a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. And please remember, as I always ask, it is just so important to believe in yourself. Bye-bye.
This is the Talk of Connecticut, WDRC AM and WDRC